Hometown Christian Radio.
It's time now for Focus on the Foothills, a program exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Now here's your host for Focus on the Foothills, Angela Henley.
For healthy hands and happy feet, check out the unscented creams and lotions at Brain Mui Pharmacy. It's not too late to get a flu shot. Call 336-838-8988 for more information. They sell medical equipment, diabetic shoes, and offer compounding, vitamins, and a dollar aisle. Also, your hometown pharmacy is the place to be. The prescription people, Brain Mui Pharmacy, West Park in North Wilkesboro.
And good afternoon. This is Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. My guests today are with Communities and Schools. January is a very important month. Not only is it the first month of the year, it's also National Mentoring Month. Today is I Am a Mentor Day, and we're going to be talking about mentoring and the importance of that locally. I'd like to welcome Tiger Posey. I think this is the first time that you have been with us on the program. Is that right?
It is.
And you are with Communities and Schools. You are now the
volunteer recruiter for Communities and Schools. Yes, ma'am.
All right. And you also have a mentor with us today, Elliot. Good to have you with us, sir.
Glad to be here. My pleasure.
Now, as an overview, as a reminder, Tiger, if you don't mind, remind us what Communities in School is,
what you do,
some of the programs that you have.
Sure. We are a nonprofit dropout prevention program. We work with students not just in high school that may have already decided to drop out or are along that path, but we also work with students as early as kindergarten and try to stay with those students and keep that path clear so they don't have as many obstacles and hurdles to go through to keep them in line to get through graduation and on to college and hopefully successful lives.
Now, you actually have different programs to help these students along. I mean, there's different ways. Where you can just have lunch or where you hang out or help them with homework and different things. So talk to us about what you do.
Well, one of the first programs is Sight for Students. And if a student can't see what they're working on, they're probably not going to be successful. So that's one program that we have. And anybody who has a need for their child to have glasses, they can get in touch with their school counselors and they will reach out to us and we can help make that happen. We have site coordinators, which are in our schools.
Right.
Those are actual employees of Communities and Schools that are embedded in the school to help with those things that may come up day to day. Our schools are stretched. Last Wednesday in the newspaper, Mr. Bird, our superintendent, was giving some of the examples of what was having to get cut now due to budget restrictions. And one of the things they're having to go to now, since there are no more programs, are actually faculty and staff.
Mm.
Well, that actually, I mean, that's one less person that is there watching over our students to make sure they've got what they need, to make sure they're on the right path. So that site coordinator there is not paid by the school system. They are employees of Communities and Schools, and they are there as a person to help get that child or those students on through to the next level. We have a Lunch Buddy program, which is a mentoring program, and I think it is the easiest way for anyone to get involved volunteering with Communities and Schools and just to kind of get their feet wet into a mentoring role.
Right.
That is 30 minutes a week in an elementary school, and you are matched specifically with one child in kindergarten through grades kindergarten through third grade. You go, you have lunch, you hang out. You are maybe the only person in that child's life that is actually saying, "How you doing? You know, what do you need?" You are there to be a sounding board and also just to give that encouragement. A lot of our families may not be comfortable with the school setting, so you're kind of maybe a person there to speak with the teacher about what might be going on with that student and try to help guide them through. And that's 30 minutes a week, and you just wouldn't imagine the stories, the great stories that come out of that program. program. One step above that, which Mr. Herman is a part of, and he was a lunch buddy as well, and moved up with his student, is the Friends of Youth Mentoring Program. And that is where you dedicate 2 to 3 hours per week outside of the school setting with that student, learning life skills, doing things, and I'll let Mr. Herman talk about what he and Robert do, but just being, once again, a steady support system for that student, someone they can count on.
Well, now, let me ask you, Mr. Herman Elliott, what made you decide you wanted to do this? How did you get into, I think you started out being a lunch buddy. What initially led you to do this?
Well, I was retired, and I was looking for some worthwhile things to do to put back into the community, and my wife Carol had been on the board of New Century Scholars with communities and schools, and so I knew about the programs, and I was contacted to see if I'd like to be a lunch buddy. So I've been with this child, his name is Robert, for 6 years.
Wow.
And last year I started doing the mentoring phase of it. So I get together with Robert every week, usually from 1 to 3 hours. Yesterday I spent 3 hours with him. We went out and had some frozen yogurt, which he likes. I enjoy
it. I do too. I'm with Robert on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. And then we went to the YMCA and we shot baskets for about an hour or so. And then we went to the library. We go to the library quite frequently. I taught him how to play chess last year.
Oh, awesome.
And he's quite good. And so we went there and we played chess. And then I wanted to take him into the mentoring room or the tutoring room, and we read some poetry by Robert Frost. I'm trying to teach him how to speak out.
There you go.
And so we do a lot. We've been
fishing.
Well,
that was a cool day.
Sure.
Elliott.
Yeah.
I want a mentor like Elliott.
a lot of people would kill for a mentor like Elliott. Elliott was actually our mentor of the year for 2016 with communities and schools.
Oh, well, so, I can understand that. Yeah, yeah. That was a cool day from shooting hoops, playing chess, to reading Robert Frost. I mean, wow. Now, you have obviously enjoyed your time with communities
Absolutely.
And schools. What would you say to someone who has thought about being a part of this, being either a lunch buddy or a mentor, but they're kind of on the fence and they can't quite decide? What would you say to them?
Well, you know, if you want to make a difference in a child's life, this is a way to do it. You know, and there's more need for this type of thing than there are people to fill the positions. And I've just found it to be very rewarding. I look forward the time that I spend with Robert, and it's fun. You know, a lot of times we just have fun together. We go fishing, and whatever is possible, that's what we do.
All right, and again, if you wanted to find out more, and is there a training for this, Tiger, whether
yes.
you're going to be a lunch buddy or
yes,
a mentor, do
absolutely.
You have provide training?
Yes, we there's an application process, so we do have our application. It's either in paper or online. You fill out the application, you have references, we do a background check. This is with any, if you're going into the school, we're going to give you your background check. We do check out your references. With Mr. Herman, with him moving into the Friends of Youth Mentoring Program, he and Robert, he's driving Robert around. So we make sure that his driving record, we clear all that.
Right.
Once all that is cleared, we start our training. We do our training with them. Whether you're a lunch buddy mentor, you're going to get trained. If you're a Friends of Youth mentor, you're going to get trained. You're going to sign our policies and procedures, our confidentiality agreements. You are becoming part of a young person's support network and or family. You are. So we want to make sure that you're comfortable before we put you in that position.
How are the children chosen that need a lunch buddy or that need a mentor?
Sure. They're referred either through teachers, their teachers, their school counselors, principals, parents. We've had children self-refer, say, hey, I want a lunch buddy. I could use a lunch buddy.
Right.
So the site coordinators that are embedded in the schools that are dealing with these, that are, you know, with these children all day, every day, they refer. So we do have a pretty good, there's a reference form that's filled out. We get some background on the child. So we try to make this as good a match as can possibly be. Now, not everything's perfect, and sometimes you may just not gel or,
right.
you know, but that's okay. We will continue to work to find a mentor and a mentee match that works and is beneficial for both parties.
All right. Again, this is National Month of the Mentor, National Mentoring Month. This is Focus on the Foothills. We're talking with some folks from communities and schools here in Wilkes. We're going to take a short break and be right back with more right after this. No credit checks needed at L&L Auto Sales. Also, you can buy here and pay here. At L&L, they offer affordable pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Call 336-984-1429. Locally owned by the Love family, Michael, Wayne, and Sherman are ready to assist you at 1201 2nd Street Hill, North Wilkesboro, and at 120 Trap Hill Road near Mountain View School in Hayes. They will not be undersold. L&L Auto Sales, where quality and service matter. Call today, 336-984-1429. Dodge City Steakhouse has come to town on Highway 421 in Wilkesboro. You can ride into town and eat at the Dodge City Steakhouse of Elkin or ride into town and eat at the Dodge City Steakhouse of Wilkesboro. Dodge City has a list of appetizers, salads, steaks, beef tips, shrimp, and chicken. Try one of their specialties like apple bacon pork tenderloin, salmon, homemade lasagna, teriyaki stir fry, baby back ribs, burgers, or barbecue plate. Dodge City Steakhouse has come to town on Highway 421 Wilkesboro. Enjoy Dodge City Steakhouse of Elkin and now Dodge City Steakhouse of Wilkesboro.
Depend on Maytag for warmer, silent nights this winter. Maytag furnaces and heat pumps deliver dependable energy efficiency without making a lot of noise. Find Maytag's full line of home comfort systems available exclusively through your select Maytag heating and cooling dealer, Jimmy Johnson Air and Heat, 336-696-2778. Backed with a 12-year worry-free limited warranty, a Maytag furnace or heat pump offers quality construction for quieter, total comfort throughout your home. Maytag also provides the latest in air cleaning, filtration, and humidity control for your comfort needs during colder months. When it comes to heating your home, trust the performance, energy efficiency, and total dependability of Maytag. For the best selection in quality home comfort, call Jimmy Johnson Air and Heat, 336-696-2778. Depend on Maytag furnaces and heat pumps for your home's total comfort all season long. Jimmy Johnson Air and Heat, 336-696-2778.
AutoZone presents Peak Performance. Maximizing fuel economy, engine life, and overall performance doesn't take a lot, thanks to fuel treatment and fluids from AutoZone. And right now, buy one 12-ounce bottle of STP fuel injector cleaner and get one free. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers. They bought a 95-year-old German blade factory. And they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging, direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with 5 German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover shipping. Plus, get a free post-shave balm at checkout with code 5353. That's harrys.com. Code 5353 to get your free trial set.
It's time now for a Wilkes Business Spotlight, brought to you by Brame Huey Pharmacy. Stroud Miller Insurance Service began as Miller General Insurance Service on May 1, 1978 in Wilkes County. Stroud Insurance Agency was purchased and the name was changed in 1981. The agency continued to grow and purchased the White Insurance Agency in Taylorsville in 1985. Both the Stroud and White agencies had their beginnings in the 1930s. In 1986, the Highlander Agency in Boone was acquired. Highlander began in 1957. The Highlander Agency is operated as a branch location, but the White Agency was sold in 2004. Stroudmiller has been in its current location in Wilkesboro, North Carolina for 32 years. The agency employs 10 employees and has supported its staff in continuing education. Stroudmiller Insurance, a proud part of Wilkes County. This message brought to you by Brain Huey Pharmacy. Clean out your closets in the new year and donate your items to Ebenezer's Attic. Check out their daily clothing specials, dishes, books, furniture, clothing for children, ladies and men, and much more in this huge thrift store. And all the proceeds benefit Ebenezer Christian Children's Home. Everything is affordable. Their inventory changes daily. Shop with Ebenezer's Attic in downtown North Wilkesboro. This message brought to you by Dr. Mary Lou Church.
Once again, welcome back to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela. I have a couple of guests with me from Communities in Schools. Actually, Communities in Schools, Tiger, has been around this area for many, many years.
It has.
I know. I've been talking with Jetty and Glendora.
Well, as Communities in Schools, in 2018, we will celebrate our 20th anniversary.
Wow.
As Communities in Schools. Now, we've been here under different names.
You were Friends of Youth for a while?
We've been around for about 30, 35 years, I think, under different names. But as Communities in Schools, as part of that national affiliate, we have been here almost 20 years.
Now, during the break, you and I were talking about something that's called the Century Scholars.
Century Scholars, which Mr. Herman was talking about. His wife was on that steering committee. That is another program that we offer or that we have. And this is where students in sixth grade that have been identified as having the potential, the great potential to go to college, maybe they're first generation, or maybe they don't have the resources to go, but they're identified as saying, hey, these are strong candidates to go to school. We give them, in partnership with the community college and fundraising, we give them a scholarship to Wilkes Community College that they have if they follow the program upon graduation. So you've got these students that earn this scholarship in sixth grade. We follow them all through middle school, all through high school. Melissa Higgins is over that program, and she is just like a first mother to some of them, but
right.
Second mother, and just follows them, make sure they're completing their service hours that they're required to do. And this program is amazing to see how many students not only take the scholarship here at the community college, but also move on and go exceed that and go on to four-year schools straight out of high school. And it's just, it's an amazing program.
Communities and Schools has had a lot of success stories.
We have.
You guys have not just sort of doing something and hoping for the best. You actually have a track record of success, right?
We do. We try to focus on researched based programs and implementation. Mentoring is one of those things that has a proven track record of success with students. As one-on-one individual help, tutoring, those kinds of things. We do not just throw a bunch of things at the wall and hope that it sticks. We have an operating model that is proven to work, and we stick with that, and we work hand in hand with the county schools. And so they want us there, and we want to be there, and it's a great partnership for success.
All right. Well, again, this is National Mentoring Month. Today is I Am a Mentor Day, and I'll go back to you, Elliot. I know you can't really reveal a whole lot. You told us about what you guys did yesterday, but what has this meant to you over the years? I think you said you'd been with your child for 6 years, and I'm sure you have seen other mentors, maybe some come and go. What has been some special points through the 6 years that you have been with Communities in Schools?
Well, I guess, you know, it's, you know, when you're a parent, and I have a son that's 35, and you're involved in working and all the things that being a parent is involved in, you kind of get lost in the overwhelming nature of things.
Right.
I'm able to kind of sit back and see Robert change, you know, and feel that I've been a part of that change. You know, he's more outgoing, he has confidence, and he's an African American child, and you know, and he gets to interact with somebody who's not exactly like him
right.
at the same time. And so I think it's been beneficial for him in that respect, and it's beneficial for me as well because, you know, I have a part in his well-being. I try to provide a safe environment for this child.
You know, we throw out the term, if you can make a difference in the life of the child.
Right.
But that actually is very important. Is
Absolutely.
It not, Elliot? Is
Absolutely, you- yes. I mean, you know, for some reason or other, Robert was given this opportunity, and I was given this opportunity as well. And so it's beneficial for both of us.
Well, now, we were talking during the break about how much you really need some positive male role models, and obviously
right.
you are. What would you say to some other guys that maybe are retired and have some free time and could do this?
Well, you know, Robert doesn't know his father, and so he does need a positive male role model. And a lot of guys have time on their hands. I have a degree in aging, and retirement is often thought of as a roleless role. Well, this has given me a role in my retirement.
Right.
You know, I'm giving back. I'm a mentor for a child, and I'm helping this child.
And if he becomes a world chess champion, you can sit on the sidelines Absolutely. And cross your arms and say, "Yes, I'm the one who told him to
Absolutely.
Play chess."
Absolutely. It's amazing to me that Robert has caught on as quickly as he has to this game, and he beats me. Every now and then.
I have a question for you, Mr. Herman. Do you have any special powers? Are you a superhero in any way?
Nah.
So anybody can do this.
Certainly.
It's not a matter
Certainly.
Of having yeah. some sort of special something that a child must have and you must give. You're just a normal,
I'm just
regular
a normal guy,
guy,
you know.
Actually, what you're doing is giving them time. You're listening to them talk.
Sure.
And you're
sure.
giving them someone that they can listen to
yeah.
talk. And to do stuff with. Again, Tiger, let me ask, if someone is listening and they want to do this,
right?
They want to get involved, or they at least want to talk to you and ask some more questions that we haven't covered, how can they go about doing that?
They can look at our website. We are ciswilks.org. That'll give you just an overview of our organization, some of our programs, those kinds of things. Our application is on the website. It's under the Get Involved tab, and then you would choose your county. We are in Wilkes County. We are also in Alexander County, and we are hopefully moving out into other communities. We've been asked to come to Ashe County. So me directly, you can get in touch with me at Tiger, T-I-G-E-R, at CISWilks.org. We are changing our name, so you can find me at Tiger at CISNWNC, which is NorthwestNorthCarolina.org. And we can answer any questions. You can give me a call at 336-903-4894. That's my direct line. I'm there to help potential volunteers figure out what is the best match for them, what suits their needs, what they're looking for out of the experience, and we will find a fit.
And for every Robert that is teamed up with an Elliot, how many young'uns are in Wilkes that do not have a mentor and need one, or a lunch buddy and need one?
We have schools full of them, and Elliot said something earlier that the need is greater than the people there to fill it. I happen to disagree with that. No disrespect. There are a lot of people out there. They just got to be willing to take that step to say, I want to help a child. So there are a lot more people out there. They just need to take that step. And then the easiest way, right now, we're in the second half of the school year. The easiest way to get your feet wet, find out if volunteering or mentoring is something for you, is the Lunch Buddy program. And we are in all 13 elementary schools in the county. So wherever we got it, there's a school close to where you work or close to where you live, and we can put you there with a child who really, really, really wants you in their life. So and we can find a spot for you.
And making the difference in the life of the child will be more than just a saying or a cliche. It will actually be real.
Absolutely. And this is the time to do it. You know, this is the it's a new year. You know.
Even the good Lord himself, Jesus Christ, said, suffer the little children to come unto me.
And serve.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Let's do that. All right. Again, contact Tiger Posey at Communities and Schools. And Mr. Elliott, thank you so much for sharing
You're
with us.
You're very welcome.
And for being a mentor and being an example for the rest of us. We appreciate it.
I'd like to say thank you too, Mr.
Absolutely.
All right. Communities and schools, keep up the good work. We appreciate it so much. I know the children that you help appreciate it. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Our thanks to our sponsor, Bram Huey. Coming up, we'll have a check on that weather forecast.
For healthy hands and happy feet, check out the unscented creams and lotions at Bram Huey Pharmacy. It's not too late to get a flu shot. Call 336-838-8988 for more information. They sell medical equipment, diabetic shoes, and offer compounding, vitamins, and a dollar aisle. Also, your hometown pharmacy is the place to be. The prescription people, Bram Huey Pharmacy, West Park in North Wilkesboro.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Focus on the Foothills here on Hometown Christian Radio, a program aired each Thursday at 105, exploring the issues and opportunities facing Wilkes and surrounding counties. Be sure and join us next week for another edition of Focus on the Foothills on Hometown Christian Radio.